This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, April the 15th, 2024. This week, due to a glitch in the Excel spreadsheet, we will have podcasts Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. But this morning, 24 A Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, it's the beginning of the page, it's the black text. So the end of last week, right, so the sun can never see the concave side of a rainbow, right, that we're worried that worshippers of the sun, right, will say, Giri Kamishaje, right, that it will look like a bow, right, if that side of the concave side of the rainbow is facing the sun, so it looks like the sun is shooting arrows at those who deny its divinity, using the rainbow as a bow. So it's as if the sun, you can almost picture it, if the sun has a body, it's pulling back on the bow, it sees the concave side, it's shooting arrows at people who don't believe that the sun is the true and one God. So to make sure that that doesn't happen, the sun never sees the concave side of a rainbow. Okay, Kama Hayagavoa, right, how high was it in the sky? Where is it pointing? Right, those are the questions they're going to ask the witnesses that come to testify about the size, position, etc. of the moon to sanctify the new month. So Tana Chada, one said Litzvona, right, that if you saw the moon to the north of the sun, Dvarev Kayamim, then that their words are established, means that's good testimony, we believe them. Lidroma, if the moon is to the south of the sun, so lo amar klum, it's as if you said nothing. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute, Va'atanya, we have a braisa ibcha that says exactly the opposite. Lidroma, if you tell me that the moon is to the south of the sun, door of kayamim, his words are established as good testimony. Litzfona, but if the moon is to the the north of the sun, lo amar klum, he hasn't said anything. Right, so we have these two, right, braises that conflict. Right, one says north good, south bad, and the other says exactly the opposite. The Gemara says lo kasha, kami mosachama, kami mosak shamim. No one, right? There's no argument between these braises. There's no conflict. One is talking about the sunny season, right, the summer season. Kami mosak shamim. One is talking about the rainy season, the winter season. And those seasons, this, right, the moon is seen at opposite sides of the sun. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, right? Our rabbis have taught us Echad Omer Gavoa Shtei Mardaot. Right, so you have two witnesses that come. One says, right, that is a Marda is the plow handle. It's that the moon was seen two plow handles above the horizon. I don't know exactly what that means, but we'll just take this Gemara and go. Right, why you use a plow handle, that's a good question. That will not be a topic for Beyond the Scope of the Podcast. Right, the second witness says, no, I saw it, but it was three plow handles above the horizon. So Edus and Kayemis, right, the Gemara says that their testimony can be considered accurate because that's a very fine line. And, you know, our eyesight is not exact. We're not, you know, we don't have measurements to that level of, you know, specificity. So as long as it's within like a, you know, some measure of reasonableness, we'll accept the testimony together. But Echad Omer Shalosh v'Echad Omer Chamesh, one says three and the other says five. So that Edusan B'Tela, their testimony is nullified. That's too big of a difference for us to accept that testimony. Aval mitstarf in the edus acheres, but we don't say that they're lying and therefore ban their testimony or ban them as witnesses forever. Right? If somebody else comes and agrees with one of them, they can combine to form a second set of witnesses. Okay. Now, let's say you don't see it directly. That is the topic of this next Tana Rabbanan. So Tana Rabbanan, rabbis have taught, Re'inu b'mayim, right? So you don't see it directly in the sky, right, in the moon. You see its reflection in water. Or re'inu ba'ashashis, you see it through the glass of a lantern, right? Or re'inu ba'avim, you see it in the clouds. Ein me'idin alav, you cannot accept that testimony. You have to see it directly. Then the Gemara says, Chetzio b'mayim, let's say you saw half of the moon in the water, Chetzio b'abim, or half the moon in the clouds, Chetzio b'ashashis, half the moon through a lantern. So ein me'idin alav, you also cannot accept that testimony. So Gemara now says, wait a minute, hashta kula amar talo, you told me if I see the entire thing in the water, etc., I can't accept the testimony. Chetzio mibayim, now if I only see half of it in the water, do I need to be told that that's not good? Of course, if I saw the entire thing there, it's no good. Of course, if I only saw half of it, it's no good. So rather, Ela Hachikama, rather this is what that Tana Rabbana meant to say. Right? Not only if I saw the whole thing in the water, is it no good, but even Chetzio b'mayim, Chetzio b'rakia, half in the water, but half I actually saw in the sky. Or Chetzio b'abim, half in the clouds, Chetzio b'rakia, and half it I really saw in the sky. Chetzio ba'ashashis, half of it I saw through the lantern. But the other half, chetzio barakia, I did see in the sky. Ein me'idim, we don't accept that testimony. You need to see the entire moon directly in the sky. Another memra, right? Tanu Rabbanan, a rabbi said, taught us, re'inuhu v'shuv lo re'inuhu. I saw it, then I didn't see it, right? Ein me'idim alav, we don't accept that testimony. One thing says, wait a minute. Kol hachi chazu le ba'azli, right? You have to just always stare at the moon. Right? I mean, kol hachi, we require so much that he has to see it and keep going and watching it. He saw it, and then he didn't see it. Okay, but he did see it. And let him testify about what he saw. So Amar Abaye hachi kamar, right? Abaye said that's a very good question. So we have to reinterpret. Re'inu me'elenu, right? We saw it. Me'eleno means almost just by happenstance. We weren't looking for it. We weren't trying to see if we could testify about the moon. We just happened to glance in the sky and we saw it, etc. Vishabnu, then we went back to try and really get a good look and say, hey, we're going to go testify. Let's take a good look at this. Right? Le'oso mida'atenu, to see if with that, right, from our minds with intention. But the low renew, but then I didn't see it. Couldn't find it the second time. It snuck under the clouds. Ein me'idin alav, we don't accept that testimony. And God says, why not? But you did see it the first time. Right? My time. So emor kovisa de eva ba'amu de chazal. Now you saw it. Might just be when you glanced, it might have been like a sliver of a cloud, of a small cloud that you thought looked like the moon. Maybe that's what you saw. And since we can't be sure, we don't accept that testimony. That concludes our learning for today. I guess you got to come back tomorrow. Join me on Tuesday.